Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I don't know how it all works.
Well, that's the question.
Right. Well, I guess we could ask it later.
All right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a Disney cruise?
Oh my God.
Did you guys see
Instagram,
they posted Jane from her Disney cruise on the beach just looking like a movie star.
Is this from last year?
It's from last year, yeah. Hubba
she
hubba.
She does look like a movie star.
My goodness.
Like a goth movie star.
Yeah, look at this.
Let me see this. Let's have
it's a
look at this.
It's a boomerang, too. Look at her.
Oh, that's so funny. Of course
see her
she found.
Boomeranging?
Yeah. Look at that. It's like the wind's just blowing her back and forth. Of course she finds a black one piece that has like frilly shoulders.
Yeah.
It's like waving in the
she's
breeze.
Killing it.
Jane. She's quite the wardrobe. Anyway, you too could go on a Disney cruise. It's like three vacations in one. So we'll take caller number 97 right now. I think Marcos is going to get the phones. He's standing in there.
All right.
So you get to talk to him, and you instantly want to get Disney gift card, so you can spend that. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. Four nights on a Disney Cruise Line vacation to the Bahamas. It's a big deal. People love the Disney
Look at Jane. Killing it.
I know.
On our
you
Alice
could be
Instagram.
Like Jane. Be like Jane, hanging out on a white sandy beach on one of your off-the-ship trips.
There's your movie star boomerang post for the year.
Mm. Yes, please. They even have, I was listening to the commercial, they have their own, they go to the Bahamas, but you also go to this private Disney island. They own their own island.
Do they really?
That's what it says in the commercial.
Oh, wow.
Private
Disney island.
Why wouldn't they? Disney.
Can't they nice. Throw own 20 of them? I think you only get to visit one of them, though.
Whatever.
Yeah. Caller 97 right now gets a Disney gift card and you're in the running for the grand prize.
I want to be on a beach getting a boomerang looking like a movie star. With all frizzy hair and frilly shoulder things.
Yeah. I want it all. I wouldn't wear a bathing suit, though.
What? Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I wear shorts.
Oh, God.
Shorts Jesus. And a t-shirt.
Come on. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, okay?
Thank you. I won't.
I mean, you should know better.
I do know better, and I set my phone to not do it.
Right.
More than wake me up.
I like that you did that.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to try and say.
Everyone gets so annoyed when they get the bounce back from me.
Yeah. Why?
Mm-hmm. But they write, like, annoying things.
I just always figure you'll
Yeah,
get
I'll see it when I get home.
Exactly.
I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Just read the thing. If you really need to get a hold of me, I think you can type the word urgent.
Yeah, well, I got mad before I got to that point where it told me to hit urgent, and I already started texting. Well, bleep you then. Well, just trying to get through to tell you something
hurt
real
my
fast.
Feelings. I saw that when I got home, and I was like, what the hell? Why
stupid
is he so mad
thing
at me?
Shoots back at me before I feel like I've even put the phone down.
Vinny's
oh,
the one
you're back.
Always tells me.
Anyway, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. That is mean, poor fish.
Yeah. I know.
Hope the fisherman will get charged with animal cruelty. The curse goes on.
He's not gonna, it sounds like.
No. He says his life's been better than ever since he got rid of the ring.
Yeah, that ring was obviously, you know, needed to be cast in the fires of Mordor. Eye of Sauron is upon him.
Hi, catching up on yesterday's show. Vinny, Word Party is on Netflix and is so cute. My 9-month-old twins love the music and clap along. Check it out if you haven't already. Your little one will love it. That's the necklace that
the bling from
Cardi B and
Offset.
Oh, that's what it's
got for the baby culture.
Word Party.
Word?
And it's
party.
On
is
Netflix.
It just it's a
kid show.
Baby
it's a kid show.
Kid
sounds
like it's a toddler words. Show, too.
Yeah. I'll check it out today. I love that stuff.
Hmm. Well, if they like it, it must be great. They're right. So amazing.
Well, you do like something you can both get into, but that isn't that you don't hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's hard to sit there with it with an infant. They don't do much.
No.
And they bang on stuff, right. And then they like crawl away, and you're like, don't kill yourself.
Right.
And then you put them back down, and they just
start crying.
No, they're just like, I'm going to crawl somewhere else. And you
poop their pants, you know?
Yeah, if you do anything, that'd be great.
Like, everything they do is just so annoying. Great.
Sarah, get a Google Pixel phone. None of that update BS, and it has the best camera.
I'm not doing that.
That's from Sergey Brin.
Oh, thanks, Sergey.
Wow, he's moving in on Hooman's best girl now.
No, look.
They're nemesis all these years, and then he moves in on... As soon as Hooman's not around, he moves right in on you.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
He has a shot, too.
He really didn't move in. I don't think he wrote that.
The second girl he steals from Hooman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I'll do it just to torture Hooman.
You will?
No.
Retail therapy is a rush, even better than a sale. Shoes don't care what size you are.
Mm. Well.
There's even sayings that go with it.
Shoes don't care what size you are.
Right.
There is something about shoes. Like, I only really wear one pair of shoes until they're worn out, and then I move on to the next one pair of shoes. But I do love shoes. I love seeing people in cool shoes.
Yeah.
I wish I had the energy to pick out shoes in the morning.
That's a weird thing about you. Mm. The time when I met you, you had the same brown pair of Doc Martens, and you wore them every day.
Until they fell apart.
I was like... This is not...
Because I get up at 4,
it's
Vinny.
It's unheard of.
It's
I understand.
Not
you don't
of.
Have to. I get up at 4. I get up at 3. I was up at 2 this morning.
Why do you have to get up at 2?
I don't have to. I just did. Oh. And there I was. Yeah. I'm with you. I get up early. But, you know, I want to have a different pair of black shoes on any given day.
Well, it just makes it so much easier. Pick it all out, lay it all out, boom, go to bed. Wake up, it's all right there.
LOL, Sarah Collin, chameleonaire, shamillionaire. Oh, I spit my coffee out.
Shamillionaire. It's like Shamu. This was one of the one-hit wonders. Biggest selling one-hit wonders of all time. Riding Dirty. Oh. Brent is so proud of himself with that little reverb he puts on the end of stuff when he cuts it off now. You should see he does it, spins it, and goes... Like he's a mad dog.
OMG. Passengers Let Her Go was all over the radio when my now fiance just went through a nasty breakup. It made me think of her and cry every time.
Aww. Hobbit hopping down the road. I always picture him as like being, you know, Frodo Baggins. Just leaning into a microphone with his shaggy hair and his bare feet. And you let her go. Oh, see, did you hear that? Did you hear how he puts a little reverb at the end?
I didn't catch it that time.
Do it again. Just do the very.
Why? So you can pss me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not pssing you. I think it's just so funny. Like, you're so psyched about it.
I am.
My older bro got kicked out of the house at 18 because of the Macarena. We were on a family trip
just after
it came out. My dad was playing it over and over, and my brother got so irritated with it that he ejected the cassette and threw it out the window. My dad got so mad, he immediately told him that, when we get home, pack your stuff and leave.
Oh, my God.
He had just turned 18.
Dad was looking for a reason.
Bryn and Vinny are hilarious with their Sarah teasing. Love it.
Hey, Macarena. Yeah, you guys are hilarious.
I know.
I really love it. It's so enjoyable.
Well, we do have your rap down, don't we?
Don't we all? It's like whenever the spotlight gets turned on anybody, it gets downright mean.
What the heck should we wear tomorrow night? What's the dress code, guys?
We're a bathing suit.
It's
pajama llama.
To be pajama llamas. Llama pajamas.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just wearing my jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any
PJs
llama
stuff. With llamas on it.
I reject llamas.
Is that right, Yuzi?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to wear one thing for...
The whole time?
No.
Winning.
The secret show.
No. One thing for our pictures. Something...
Oh, yeah. What's up with the bring a...
Blue and a black shirt.
A black shirt.
You're supposed to wear two different
outfits,
shirt, right?
And a blue shirt is what I was told.
So wear the same pants.
Yeah.
But a black shirt and a blue shirt.
Right.
And then everyone's going to wear the same colored shirt at the same time?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So all our shoulders will just blend to the next shoulder?
Fitting.
All right.
Well, shouldn't we just wear green so they can put us in whatever outfit they want to?
That's true.
Put me in a bikini, you know, and make my boobs smaller.
Don't blame it on me.
Well, the thing about the blue is, like, you can have light blue, navy blue, right? Sky
right.
blue, whatever. So,
dark blue or light blue?
She didn't specify blue. Any color blue is what she said. But black is black, right?
I like periwinkle.
Oh, perfect.
That is pretty.
Just kidding.
You don't?
I don't really think periwinkle. Get out of here.
I bet you do. That's actually kind of a masculine color.
It is not.
It is. It's like a gray, like a purpley gray
round. I gave
blue.
My periwinkle shirt to Yuzette.
Uh-huh, the nice little purple lavender one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't periwinkle. That was
like a lavender.
Pale lavender.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Well, whatever. I had to get it out of my house.
Oh, my God.
It's a nice shirt.
I was in one of my friends' weddings. I was in one of my friends' weddings where we all paid for our bridesmaid dresses, except this one girl who said she was broke. She was going to Disneyland and buying a house soon, and she actually had the nerve to let the bride pay for her dress.
Wow.
And she did it. Total BS.
Mm. Well, wow.
Some people are just pro mooches.
You know what's weird is you'd think that someone would say,
I can't be in the wedding.
I can't be in your wedding.
Right.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. I really can't afford to do
you.
The whole
I'm
thing.
I'm going to support you and right. have fun. And. Mm. But no.
Yep. No, that's pro mooch. There are those people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't afford it because I'm going to Disneyland.
It's sorry. Interesting.
So you can afford Disneyland, but.
There is that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Mastodon tonight, says Fire.
Oh.
Have fun. They're one of the best bands of all times. I love those guys.
Where is it?
I don't. It doesn't say. Oh. And I don't look at stuff that happens at night because it only makes me weepy.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Everyone's going to the party tonight.
There's something coming up on our vacation that we thought you might want to go to.
San Francisco. 6:30 tonight.
Oh, where? 6:30?
Yeah, I think we looked it up last time.
The Masonic.
That's a good show.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Well, it's at 6:30 p.m. Why don't you head up to Fairmont?
Back here.
Yeah, so just stay here.
No, get out of here. What are you talking about? I'm going to go scream at some show and come back in here tomorrow all messy. Shame on me. Right? I can't do it. Forget it. Oh, this is their cover. Don't play their cover. Ski resorts are responsible for making sure everyone gets off the ski lifts at the end of the day. How is checking to make sure anyone is off the plane any different?
Yeah. Agreed.
Check the plane, national security.
Yeah. That's true.
Right.
There what you about go, the cleaning it? Crew?
What yeah. cleaning crew? They clearly didn't
Sounds
clean
like
that
they
plane.
Didn't have one, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Vinny would be singing a different tune if his mom was on that plane.
That's right.
My mom knows not to take 10 Percocet with her gin and pass out.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that
she
come
on,
Tiffany
please.
Bailey
it's
or
cold
whatever.
And dark and she 6 hours later she wakes
we
up.
We don't use the R word anymore, but no I'm not. Thank you very much.
Oh. Rat Fink.
Happened to me after a 14-hour flight to Hong Kong. I was dead asleep. No drinking or Percocet. I was just tired. The stewardess woke me up on the plane, and the plane was empty.
Oh. Well, you got an extra 15 minutes of sleep.
The truth is, I'm just jealous that you can, like, loosen up and be able to just fall asleep with all this stuff going on around you and that you're able to even sleep past everyone exiting?
I know. Crazy.
How in the hell? Like, I actually don't
I'm surprised nobody actually went, hey, lady.
Not being responsible. I need to be responsible for myself. I wouldn't put myself in the hands of others and expect them to care for me.
Maybe she was, like, in the back row and no one really noticed her as they were going by. Because you would think that people would you know, you wait for a long time to get off of there. Yeah. It's noisy getting the stuff out of the overheads.
Ha! Ha!
Right. Yeah. Just bump the sea like, hey, lady, wake up. We've landed.
Oh, here we are! Guess not. But I think I'm correct. I have a funny feeling that person had
Jane texted.
10 million drinks.
Jane texted me.
What did she say?
Laughing so hard right now. Not sure what that's about.
Because she looks like a movie star.
Oh, that's probably what
on
it
the
was.
Beach.
Yeah,
at Disneyland's resort. Why is that funny? Because we never get to look like movie stars on the beach.
I guess so. What else did we talk about with that?
I can't remember there being anything funny. I think that was it. That was at the beginning of the break. Yeah. Remember we gave away the tickets?
Yeah, I remember, but I just can't remember anything funny about it.
Well, you guys calling her a movie star.
Oh, maybe that's it. That was funny. She's all, oh, go on. Don't stop.
Vinny, I think you can get away with Michael Jackson songs if you stick with Jackson 5. I'm telling you, I can't. I thought about it, and that was my own personal space. And in fact, you asked the question. So what is it? Is Michael Jackson okay or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was you had stats on it.
Mm-hmm.
But my own personal feeling was, no. Mm-mm. Not for a public event. I wouldn't tie it to anything like that.
People will go still, like, oh, he played Michael Jackson at his wedding.
It's more about me. Just my own personal sort of instinct was no.
I don't want to think about child molestation at my wedding.
Nah, no. Leaving Neverland made me feel he was 100% a child molester, and I was on the fence before that.
Oh.
415 says, move on.
Okay. We always do.
Good morning, bitches. What's the name of Andrew Dice Clay's movie that you guys talked about yesterday that was supposedly really good and Sarah watched? Oh, boy.
Casual Sex.
You know what he's good in? And I only saw 5 minutes of it. What is Andrew Dice Clay good in that's very recent?
He had a show on
He was in Green Book. Plays the dad.
Was it in A Star Is Born? Did he have a
small
part?
It's A Star Is Born. He's the dad, right?
That's the one where he's the dad, right?
Yeah.
I only saw 5 minutes. How do I know it and you don't?
Yeah.
But he's the guy.
Yeah, he's excellent in that. It's like him and all his friends playing poker at the house. It's very cute.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor.
That's the movie I was thinking of. I can't even remember the movie I said now.
All right, that's all for your text. Thanks for texting in. See ya.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The world changes all the time. You know what doesn't change?
What?
Every June, we go to Sonoma.
Right. Whoa.
I suppose maybe it'll change someday, but not this year.
Right.
Today was the final day to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all squared away. I will say that while we're doing our 5th annual secret show and pool party tomorrow night, Thursday morning, we're doing our show live up in Sonoma. So if you live anywhere near there, make the trek. We're doing breakfast for everyone. We're on from 6 to 9. And we got a big empty tent that we need to fill up.
Your phone will take you. I mean, okay, you have to drive yourself, but your phone will give you directions. And
absolutely.
You just it'll tell you when to turn.
It's easy.
Just put it in and follow it to the...
It's a nifty little thing.
Right.
That we'll thing knows. There. Yeah. Right. Well, we'd love to see you. It'd be great. And even if you can just stay for a couple of minutes, swing by.
And seriously, we're in the... Like, this whole place is distracted with party right now. The festivities are... Yuzi, you're leaving in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Johnny V's going to pick you up, and you're heading right up there. You got meetings to do. You got things to plan.
We got meetings,
Let's
people.
Let's make this go smoothly.
And then there's toes to paint.
Oh, yeah. There's
oh,
that, too.
Oh, God. My toenails are so awful right now.
She's going to be buffed and beautiful by tomorrow.
All Hopefully, right. if they can take me out.
They're going to exfoliate her face off.
Okay.
Shine up all her nails and everything.
Lexi's next, everyone. Enjoy her. And then Jane this afternoon.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.